Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. I am Don Fleming sitting in for Wardell. Actually, Wardell is in San Antonio right now, so we may be able to get him on and he can do his own show. No, actually, I'm just here filling in for him on the lead, doing the lead thing. Man, it's going to be a great 2 hours today. I might slip in some of what I usually play on my show, then I'm going to throw some a lot of what he plays. He plays a lot of vintage R&B. I'll try to do it justice today. I can't even talk for some reason. Actually, I've been having sucking on these lemons. I've been having lemons, on my throat. But anyway. I got music on the way. Let's see. I got some, Bill Withers on the way. I got some Delphonics on the way. And I might hook up some Dynasty. Of course, Mr. Wardell Potts himself playing drums on for Dynasty. So, but you know what? Let's go ahead and get this show started off. Play a little Aaron Hall, take you back to the year 1992. This is called Don't Be Afraid from the Juice soundtrack. You guys keep it locked. It's Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Pray my Lord, my soul today.
There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wraps them around your knees. But there's a shadow that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend the pain is gone and go our merry way? Paint a portrait of tomorrow with the colors bright and gay. There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wraps them around your knees. But there's a shadow hiding in your heart sometimes that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend?
And don't be late. Yes, you are.
Solar Records Radio, Dallin Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. I had to give you a little Philly soul from 1976, music from Norman Conners. Of course, Norman Conners was this super producer in Philadelphia at the time. Actually, that whole era of Philly soul music had some of the greatest just writers of music. You had, of course, Gambling Huff. You know, you had about you had Tom Bell, you had Dexter Wansel, and of course Norman Conners is, you know, you definitely have to mention him in that same breath. Just a lot of great Philly soul, of course. Again, You Are My Starship from 1976. Before that, from the Adjustments album from 1974, my birth year, that was music from the late, great Bill Withers, Can We Pretend, one of my all-time favorite songs growing up, featuring Jose Feliciano on guitar. If you guys remember Jose Feliciano, he did the theme song to Chico and the Man. If you remember the show called Chico and the Man, I think Freddie Prinze, the late Freddie Prinze was in that on that show, of course, produced by, I think, Della Reese and Sammy Davis Jr. That's Jose Feliciano, of course. Can We Pretend, of course, the late, great Bill Withers. It started off the block from the Juice soundtrack, and we are coming up. Well, next year will be the 30th anniversary of the movie Juice. I feel old. I was 17 years old, going on 18 that year, and I had to be accompanied by an adult because I was still, it was a rated R movie. But anyway, that was from that soundtrack. Aaron Hall, of course, Aaron Hall was a member of the group Guy, little New Jack Swing there. Don't Be Afraid. We got about an hour, 40 minutes left, man. I am still jamming with you, Don Fleming. Hopefully we can get Wardell on and do his own show. No, but I'm so excited to do it, do the show and hold the fort for him. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, make sure you tell a friend to like the page, like Solar Records Radio page. Tell a friend to like that page. Tell the friend's friend to like the page. And also you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or WardellPottsJr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise, you want to donate to the show. It's all good. Also, we have a Cash App up, $ Solar Records Radio. But hey, y'all don't want to hear me talk. You want to hear me play music. So let's keep this music going, man. Let's take you back to the year 1977 and give you a classic from one of my all-time favorite just Latin funk groups. This is War. This is called Galaxy. You guys keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back.
special.
You're listening to Throwback Thursday on, well, on Solar Records Radio, of course. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts is hanging out. Yes, he is here, but he is on the road. He won't get home to, what did you say? What time would you get home?
I'll be home Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, there you go. There you go. But you know what? Let me go ahead and do the song. Let's do the song recap. The last song I played from 1984, music from Windjammer. They were out of New Orleans, a little underground group. I had a great song in the summer of 1984 called Tossing and Turning. Before that, I had to take you all the way back, 1968, some more Philly soul from the Delphonics called La La Means I Love You. And of course, shout out to the Hart Brothers, man. Their voices were just amazing. And we mentioned some of the producers. I know there was a plethora of producers in Philly, and I can't remember. I can't forget Bunny Sigler. So shout out. Thank you, Astrid, for reminding me that Bunny Sigler was one of those producer just beasts that was coming out of Philly at the time. And of course, started off the block from 1977, music from War, and the name of the song is called Galaxy. Got about an hour, 26 minutes left. We still got plenty of time to jam with you. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Tell a friend to like that page. We are trying to go. Actually, we are going worldwide. And again, I have the man himself. He is co-hosting the show on his own show, but he's here. Wardell, what's going on, man?
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Aston Greg. Thank you guys for doing what you do.
What's up, Greg?
I just want to also give a shout out to Pablo and James over there at Dance Radio for doing what they do. Much love to those brothers. You know, we appreciate them, and just wish them continued success over there in Amsterdam. Thanks to Astrid for putting it together. And, you know, guys, so also we have my single, the video is going to premiere at midnight tonight. At midnight, it's going to premiere. So that's going to be the video to the new single. It's on the cover from Richard Randolph, You're the Kind of Girl. So check that out.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
Tonight. Yeah, I'll post it tonight because it won't play until it premieres. And so, or ask the poster, Greg will post it, somebody will post it. And you guys check it out through the Solar Records Radio group. And thank you guys so much for supporting us. It's station Don Fleming back in full swing. Man, you sound so good, man. I'm so excited to be back.
And you know what? I got to bring in a special guest, and she is family because she's my blood. She's my baby sister. She's hanging out with us, and she's on her way back from Texas. Of course, yes, my sister, who is a nurse, and, you know, we just wanted to kind of wish her safe travel. Let's go on. Let's see if we can get her on. Markia.
Hey, hey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
What's
up? I can hear you.
That's my sister's.
Hey,
yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We are good. How are you doing?
Doing well. On the road back to Texarkana.
Oh, my goodness. How's COVID?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
How's COVID doing over there at the hospital?
Oh, it's starting to get picked back up. The cases are picking back up here in Texas and Arkansas. Just got to be safe, y'all.
Got to be safe.
Got to take the proper precautions to keep yourself and the people around you safe.
Yes, but before we go into that, because the thing is, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and again, we don't want to try to scare anybody or anything, but the seriousness of this pandemic, a lot of people are getting bad information. What did you say to those people? Of course, you being a nurse, being my baby sister, and of course, being a ground zero of being in the COVID unit, doing what you were doing, and of course, you had contracting COVID twice. What do you say to people that are just being constantly fed misinformation?
You have to research for yourself, and in all honesty, you have to get your own understanding. I know people are listening to other people that, you know, possibly are getting misled themselves. You have to understand that, you know, the medical profession with this pandemic. Let me say this: with this pandemic, if things are constantly changing. This virus is constantly mutating, turns to different things. So medical professionals are learning different things as we go along. So
it's getting your
own understanding, researching it for yourself. I mean, I advise anyone to get the vaccine. I'm not going to push stuff on no one. But for me and my family, I felt like it was necessary, especially for myself. Like you said, I contracted it twice. And after the second time, I felt like I was going to die. So I was like, as soon as I got well, I was going to make sure I did what I did to protect myself, my family, and those around me. So if I could say anything, anybody, do your research and make sure it's valid.
So this is the thing, and you said it right there. The last word that you just said was valid. A lot of people are getting this information, but their sources are not valid. And so, do you have any well-known thoughts or ideas of where we can go to get valid information?
The CDC is the best. It's the best, best place, the best website, CDC.com or I'm not sure of the right website.
.gov.
The CDC is the best, you know, place I feel you can get the most updated information. And it might be others. It might be others out there, but I know the CDC is what my facility uses. And what I use
personally. Right. Well, you know, it's really sad because, you know, now you have people that don't trust the science, but yet they will go and get animals, whatever that stuff is for animals, and inject it in themselves.
Right.
Dewormer. They get animal like horse dewormer and cow dewormer. And they're injecting themselves, and now they've been in the hospital because of that. And it's ridiculous.
What is wrong?
It's so much bad information involved with people. They stumble so badly, and it's so sad.
No, I'm just saying another thing that's been misunderstood is that people are saying, no, the vaccination is a cure-all for this virus. No, it's not a cure. You can still contract COVID even with the vaccine, but your chances are of surviving, the chances of not getting sick are better. And that's another thing people are misunderstanding.
And you know, I feel so much safer. Just see that part right there is so key to me to feel safe. I feel safe from it, but I feel safe. And when you feel good about yourself, you feel better. You can be better. But if you're always, I don't want to be running around worried and paranoid all the time. That'll make you safe. That'll make you sick right there.
Right.
Exactly.
Worried and paranoid. So I know since you got your shot, don't you feel much safer, even though you had it twice?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Do you feel safer with after having it twice? Now that you're vaccinated.
I feel a little bit more safe. I can't say I feel 100% safe because I can still get it to pass along to someone who doesn't, you know, that's not vaccinated
safe,
or, you know, something
safe.
Like that.
But you feel
but
safe.
For myself, mm-hmm. I feel a little bit more, you know,
yeah.
a little
yeah.
bit safer than what I
yeah.
did before. I can say that.
All right.
Well, I'm just glad. No, go ahead, Wardell.
No,
I was just saying I'm glad that we're. You, go ahead. We, Marquis, there's a 2 second delay. So go ahead, Wardell.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Talk. Okay, well, I guess. Saying that my daughter, I talked to my daughter about it, and she's like 30 years old, and she feels uncomfortable taking the shot, and I said why, and she could not give me a reason, and that right there makes me even more crazy.
Right.
I said, come on, sweetheart, you got to protect my granddaughter, and you know she presents it too. And I said, so if you at work, come home with this one, you see. And so I just, you know, and this is not a political thing. And I wish people would stop making it political. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with living or dying.
Right.
And I lost my first cousin behind me, who I love desperately. And I have people in my church that have been very, very sick.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I was No, I'm here. But no, I wanted to thank you for hanging out and taking the time out of, you know, I know you're on the road and everything, but, you know, sometimes you never know who needed to hear that. You never know who needed to hear that. And again, thank you for your expertise. Basically, just say, look at it like this. Follow the research, follow the science, and just put everything together collectively in your mind to where your decision is more valid to you. So that's again, we don't want to shame anybody, but at the same time, we want to at least try to educate you. We play music, we can jam, we do what we do, we joke about music and have fun, but I had to have you on, have my baby sister on to talk about her experiences, and of course us both losing you know, our mother to COVID. You know, it was just something that I wanted to bring her on and just shed some light on someone who may need to hear that. If someone who is a little skeptical can go and do the research for themselves more on a more scientific level. So, but again, thank you again, Markia.
Wardell,
man, thank you for having me do the pole position on your show. I know I'm hijacking your show. I got my own show tonight.
I like it. You have my blessing, brother. You have my blessing. And I appreciate you very much.
Well, guys, I want to remind you, it is Throwback Thursday. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. And, of course, let's go ahead and get back to some music. Let's take you back to the year 1985, give you a classic from Gloria D. Brown, the day.
place I know you wanna go is a good life.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday. I had to give you a little reggaeton. No, well, it's not reggaeton. Reggaeton. Anyway, that was music from Third World from 1977. Name of the song is called Now That We Found Love. Of course, before that, gave you a little house music, little vibe, you know, a little house music from those late 80s, early 90s from the group Inner City. Name of the song is called Good Life. And, of course, started off the block. Gloria D. Brown, The More They Knock, The More I Love You, of course, from 1985. I accidentally muted myself when I was introducing the song because I was just in the flow and I was muting Wardell's, I was muting my sister's. But we had gotten, that was a great segment, by the way. Let's see if we can get Wardell back. Are you back, brother? See if he is back. Still having a little difficulty, but it's all good, though, guys. We're going to go ahead and continue. We've got about another 56 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. You can go to, on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Tell a friend to like the page. Tell that friend, and the friend will tell the friend, and so on and so on. It's a cycle. It's how we do with the whole cycle thing. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I'm going to give you a little... You know, Wardell, of course, he takes it all the way back, and I love it. Every now and then, you know, I like to take it back to on my show, you know, give you some classic 70s and stuff like that. So let me try to do him justice. Let's go back to the year 1973. This is music from Al Wilson. Of course, you guys know what this one is. It's called Show and Tell. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio.
Till you came into my life, and these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night, girl. And here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Anywhere inside,
anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Thank you.
to take you all the way back, 1982 music from Atlantic Star. The name of the song is called Love Me Down. Of course, if I'm not mistaken, from the Brilliance album from 1982. And of course, before that, music from Dynasty, Groove Control. Of course, my man, you know, my co-host, played drums on the album. But anyway, starting off the block from 1973, Al Wilson's Show and Tell. And as an intrigued fan, Wardell, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Let's see if you can hear me. Okay. As an intrigued fan, man, I played Groove Control by Dynasty, man. Can you talk about just the atmosphere of recording that song, man? Just tell me that whole vibe, man. I got my elbow I'm just listening right now, just hanging out, just listening to you with my hand on my cheek, just listening. Talk a little bit about that, man.
Oh, man. I want to say that, we went in the studio, and I remember it was one of the first songs that I recorded for Dynasty. And it was fun because it was up-tempo. Mm-hmm. Thank God it was up-tempo because it just made it a lot more fun for me. You know, and that's when I was learning about what Leon Silvers wanted, you know, from us. Just the feeling of that song, I love the drive of it. I love how it made me feel. I love how, the response from Leon was so on. He was so excited it made me so excited that he was so excited, and it made me know that it was almost like validation that this is going to work, and I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to be able to do what it is that I went to California to do for Dynasty. And so it was just a great feeling. Now, also, the video, when we did the video, oh, my God, that was so much fun. And we were in Canada doing the video, and it was a wonderful time because it was right around the time that I believe Muhammad Ali was going from state to state to try to find a place to box that they would let him box because everybody was trying to make him retire, and so I think he ended up in Georgia for his last fight. Or something like that in the United States, and I remember we were recording our video, and then we left there and went to the stadium to watch the fight on a big screen. And so, but we had a wonderful time, you know. Linda and Nidra and Kevin and Will and Richard and Pepper, and unfortunately Pepper Reed didn't make it to the video shoot. We don't know what happened to him, but somehow he didn't get the information, and he didn't make it to the video shoot. But we had a wonderful time doing it. And every time I watch it, you know, I didn't know that they were going to start the video off with me hitting the cymbals right in the beginning of the video, just like, wow, boom. So, you know, it just, you know, as a young man, I'm just really excited and still really blessed to have been able to do that with Dynasty.
Man, that is, I love hearing those stories. And again, the fans, the people who still love you, love hearing those stories, man. We got about another 39 minutes left for the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Throwback Thursday, Wardell Potts, Don Fleming on Solar Records Radio. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I want to give you some music from across the pond. I want to give you some classic soul from UK from 1986. What you hear in the background from the Zagora album. This is from Loose Ends. The name of the song is called Slow Down. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio.
on your mind. Get no way to treat me when you know how I feel inside.
I could not hide the way I felt last night. Tears I could cry. My love for you I can't deny. No, 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 no.
Let's practice Irish. Set a raindrop football.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Music from The Temptations from 1984. Of course, that is Treated Like a Lady. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up a little After 7 from 1991 from the Bob Heartbeat soundtrack. Of course, that is Nights Like This. And, of course, started off the block from the Zagora album, 1986, music from Loose Ends, giving you a little bit of UK soul. What's the name of that song? Slow Down. And every time you're here, 1L, take it away, man. You got something to talk about because it's always a phone ringing in the background here.
take that call. And I just want to say, guys, thank you again so much for hanging out with us today. We love you and appreciate you very, very much. And I know that sounds redundant. I mean, I'm always saying it, but it's real. It's truly how we feel here at Soul Records Radio. And I want to thank all our new members that joined the group that I approved a couple of days ago. Thank you guys for joining our group, and we hope that you find these shows uplifting. And you know, we are very excited because, you know, we get to interview some of these amazing artists around the world with amazing gifts and stuff, and we love bringing it to you so you guys can, you know, develop your own relationship with them. So thank you, and thank you so much for just being a part of Soul Records Radio. And to all of the people that make it happen, Greg, Astrid, Don, Shemaya, Goldie Mac, and myself, and Pamela Phillips, Olan, to all the people that work hard with us. And also we give a shout out to Tony Quaid also. And so, guys, we really appreciate everything that you guys do. And thank you for just, you know, helping us to deliver the goods to the world. We appreciate you. Now, this is something I have to do. Trust me, it's something I have to do. Father God, we just ask a special blessing over the brothers and sisters and men and the children over there in Afghanistan right now, that you just bless those kids and protect them from all of the enemies doing, Father, all of the stuff that's going on over there that are killing children and killing adults. Father, we just ask that you just protect them and bless them. We need you. They need you right now in Jesus' name. Give them the glory, Father, and just protect them. Put your shield around them and keep the rest of them safe from these unbelievable activities that's going on over there right now. So we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, God,
all right,
man.
Man, you know what? We got another block left before I say my goodbyes. I don't know if you got to get ready to go, but of course, tune in tomorrow, celebrating, of course, kicking off the weekend, celebrating. I think it's going to be an old show, if I'm not mistaken, but it's going to be, we're still going to kick off the weekend playing everything solo.
It's going to be a fun
all the show. Artists, the music.
The reason.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, this
go ahead.
Is just going to be an old show because it was so much fun that we're going to sit back and listen to this show together. It was so much fun last week doing it, and we had everybody on there with us. And so we're just celebrating the love that we have for each other on this show with celebrating the sound, the sound of Los Angeles. So tune in, you know, for the ones that didn't hear the show last week, this is your opportunity to enjoy it with us tomorrow. As Solar's on the road, we'll be traveling down to the south of Texas. And so we'll be on the road for a couple of days, and we'll be back on Sunday praising the Lord. So anyway, thank you guys again. Thank you, Don. What an amazing job you did today. And I also want to thank your little sister for calling in, and thank her for her, you know, this is something that I have to say, that, you know, that's her ministry. Her ministry, where she works and what she does, blessing people. It's an amazing ministry because she's in arm's way. She's out there, man. She's putting herself on the line for us. So I'm you know, all the nurses, please bless all the nurses. And that young lady is such a wonderful representative of what you guys do and who you guys are. So I want to give a big blessing to her, and I want to ask God to put his arms around her and keep her safe. Don't let her get COVID for the third time. And thank you, God. Just giving her the wisdom that she needs to protect herself and to bless others. Amen, amen. All right, John.
Hey, works for me, man. It works for me. But anyway, man, thank you so much for tuning in. All the listeners out there, if you can't catch us live, you can definitely check out the playback on Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Tell us what you think about it. And, again, shout out to Astrid and Greg. Shout out especially definitely to both of them. But Astrid, I know she does some double duty. You know, she's in Amsterdam doing what she does, and she's with a radio show out there, too, if I'm not mistaken. So shout out, definitely shout out to her. She's like, getting her rest tonight, because I guess it's nighttime over there. So, but yeah, we'll just send a shout out to her. And so it's all good. Well, hey, you know what? I guess we'll do our goodbyes. I'll do my goodbyes because I will see you. Actually, I will see you guys tonight. Throwback Thursday night with yours truly. Who knows? We might get Wardell on tonight. You know, he might, you know, he's a little too bougie for our show. You know, he might be a little too bougie to hang out with me tonight. So tune in tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. And also after that, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, check out Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. And, of course, he's going to bring the funk, and he's going to bring a lot of updated hip-hop and all that good stuff. But anyway, let's go ahead and just close this out. I'm going to give you a classic from the group Cameo. This is from Wardell Stash. This is from 1984. The name of the song is called T-Strange. Again, I will see you guys tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Until then, man, you guys have a safe afternoon and everything. Wardell, you be safe on that road, brother.
All right, my brother. God bless and thank you. And I'll take it from here. And so, guys, here we go. Don Fleming's gonna set us off and get this started right here. So come on, Don, show us what you're working with. Here he comes.
I like the way she walks, I like the way she talks, and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy, and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's strange,
and I like it.
She's
strange, just the way she is. Person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
You see, like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way
she is.
Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does everything.
Always
she
doing
does.
Something.
I mean, when you start talking about some funk tracks, some dance tracks, some tracks that really make you want to get up and party, that was the tune, and the beat goes on. Man, that was hot. But and what's really a privilege for me right now, you guys, is I not only have one of the vocalists off of that track, but if I'm not mistaken, Wardell, didn't you play a little bit on that?
Well, that was, you know, that's so funny because that was the very first song that I ever played drums on when I came to California for Leon Silvers. And the funniest thing about that is that Lavelle, you just said a little while ago, well, you know, I don't know how you felt when you first went on stage, but my first stage was really going into the studio, and I didn't have to do vocals and dance. I just could sit down behind the drums and just play, and I was shaking, but I didn't have to try to hold the tone and smile and look good. You know, so I got to give you all the credit in the world. But, yeah, And the Beat Goes On and Out the Box were the first two songs that I've ever recorded. And then right after that was, so that and I've just been blessed ever since then, man. And I've been the biggest fan of the Whispers ever since. So.
Well, that's wild because, you know, before that, Wardell, you know, Leon Silvers didn't have a drummer, you know, at all.
Yeah.
And he did all of his drum stuff on his knees, you know, and it was the most amazing thing when we were in the studio watching him, you know, put this music together. I would say that he was the first drum machine that ever was made, human drum machine, because he sat there with a bass drum and hit that bass drum to start the track. And he'd sit there and pound that bass drum to the beat that he wants. Then mm-hmm. he would come up and he would do the snare, and then he would add the cymbals, and all on his knees. He would do one thing at a time, which was absolutely amazing. Then I guess he finally said, man, this is too much work. Let me call him. He knows how to play drums, and it'll be a heck of a lot easier. But,
well, you know, it's so strange, Lavelle, because, that, you know, I had to watch him, because it took him a while to release himself from doing it because he was so used to doing it when I came here. And when I came here, I came out to California to audition for Dynasty. So when I made the group, then all of a sudden he says, you know, I thought I was leaving. He says, I need you to record something. And I was like, going to the studio to record a track. And I'm like, okay, fine. And we went and then we did that track. And but still, that we even did second time around the following week, and we did, you know, on and on. But there were still songs that he still was keeping himself up, but it was a lot of work.
A lot of work. I've never seen that before.
He had to be losing like 10 or 15 pounds every time he was doing it.
But he was very, very anal about stuff. And at that point, you know, I mean, throughout his whole tracks, doing his tracks, he was very anal. They had to be perfect. And when you went in with vocals with him, you literally wanted to strangle him. Because
no.
I mean, he would go holy. I mean, you think you sang that line is the greatest, and he would say one more time, or he'd find some note. Well, it's a little bit, just a little bit under. Can you come up a little bit? I'm like, what the heck is he hearing? You know, we went through holy hell doing "And the Beat Goes On."
Wow.
And that man, you know, that we had to keep Scotty in the studio. There was several times where he was ready just to walk out because, you know, Leon would have him go over stuff. And he was like, man, I done sung this doggone line 40 times. And you tell me it's a little under or it's a little over. But we knew when we heard "The Beat Goes On" that we had a hit. We knew it from the time that we heard the track. And so we went out. Scotty said, I ain't saying another, a couple of curse words, and walked out of the studio. We went out in the back of the parking lot of the studio over there, and we said, Scotty, this is my song. Just, you know, suck it up and come on back in here and do this, which he did, and history was made with that song.
Yeah, something else.
Oh, man. I know, I remember the first song he did with you guys like that. Well, that was Homemade Lovin'. Remember that song? That's the first song he was doing the things with it. You called the numbers, yeah. And it was an amazing moment, man. But you know what? Thank God the Whispers did "And the Beat Goes On" because of you guys, and that song just shot up.
Oh, man. It shot. I mean, when people said, when we found out that we had a gold record, we were like shocked. We were like, is that another Whispers or who? We couldn't believe it. And then, you know, Dick Griffin came out and handed us our gold record. And then after that was platinum, and he showed up again. So we were like blown away. And I thank God that we were able to convince Scotty to finish that project. And I thank God for Leon Silvers, because Leon Silvers was on another plateau, man. He was I mean, he was one of those producers like Babyface that came along, but he came along at the right time. He had a direction. He had a sense of great sense of music and what would be a hit, and he just wrote hit after hit after hit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just still an incredible musician and a writer, you know, and I thank him for everything that he's done in our lives, man, because without that, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today, and we wouldn't have that 45-year-plus career, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to give, Dick Griffey the credit that he's due on And the Beat Goes On, too, because, you know, the song, when we originally did it, it was not actually placed. When Dick Griffey heard it, he said he wanted that song for the Whispers.
Exactly. Dick Griffey was sharp, too. His A&R ability was incredible, you know. And, I mean, he was a man with a vision, you know. I mean, like you said, he started off, you know, at Soul Train Records, you know, him and Don Cornelius. But even had – Dick Griffey always had more of a risk-taking kind of situation. So his mind was that he could do anything. You can't tell me I can't do what Terry Gordy has done. And I think with that attitude that he had is what really helped him to, you know, that and a lot of ego, you know. Egotistical people and smart people. If you got the combination of having the brain power along with a lot of ego where you say there's nothing that I can't do, then, you know, the results are people like Dick Griffey that comes in and says, I want to be in the music industry and I can make records and I know I can be successful at it. And ain't nobody going to tell me anything different.
Mm-hmm.
His ability as an A&R guy, as a president of the company, he did wonders for people's
careers. Those
wonders. I mean, you know, when you look back at it, to look at the roster that he had with Scalamar and the Whispers, Lakeside, you know, I mean, all of these artists, man, and every one of them, not one of them, every one of them had hit records.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
You know? So